I'm afraid I've covered a lot. There's a lot more that I wanted to talk about, and I actually cut probably about 30 minutes from my talk. If you have any questions about the topics I covered, about Satanism in general, I'm more than happy to entertain them. Anybody?
I'm just been here relating people to animals, and if we're herd animals, why do you not follow the herd and just go with whatever is the thought of the day? And I think
that's boring as shit.
if we are animals, then what is animals, you know? It's like, isn't every animal specific? And don't humans have specific things that are part of them, just like a goat has specific parts or a bear has specific?
Certainly.
But not all goats act the same. Not all bears act the same. We have, though our little buddies are wonderful friends, and certainly there is a spectrum of intelligence. There is a spectrum of what we would consider consciousness. Humans are different from most other animals in the extreme of that spectrum. There's no other creature on this planet that has created a wonderful plate of lasagna. So there are things that will entertain us and find that lust, that drive that will inspire us to do different things. And maybe in the Darwinian evolutionary sense, maybe Satanism isn't adaptive. Maybe it's a mutation. Maybe there is a biological source of it. I'm willing to entertain that notion. There's a saying in Satanism that Satanists are born, they're not made. This reflects back to the idea of there is no big conversion. It's something that people come to when they see, okay, this is the name for what I feel, for how I see the world. And they can choose to adopt it or not. Does that... at all answer?
I think in a way, yes.
Okay. Well, in a way, it's going to be good enough for me. As I say, half-ass is better than no ass at all.
You said to be a Satanist, you don't have to believe in a supernatural Satan, but do some Satanists believe in that they're, really believing in Satan, like how people believe in God?
Well, in Anton LaVey's, in the philosophy that he codified, I would say within that framework, no. Does that mean that there are no people that believe that have a literal belief in a deity of Satan? Of course there are. Of course there are. There are people that believe. I mean, look at any major world religion. Christianity is the obvious. It's the predominant religion in our society. And look at the extremes of belief within that framework. I mean, there are so many denominations of Christianity and Catholicism. And they all think each other is the Antichrist, that the other is going to hell because of some wording in some, obscure part of the Bible or some sort of papal bull or whatnot. There's going to be, but, whether that's really Satanism or not, I would say no. To believe in a literal being. I'm sure there's been plenty who have.
Because with the performance of rituals, is it a performance to yourself, or is it, mm-hmm. So it's not like a performance to the actual being of Satan?
No, it's for yourself. I mean, you can, there is no external deity. There is no consciousness outside. There's no Jungian, superconscious that everybody is somehow linked into, not in any kind of a literal or supernatural sense, from my belief, of course. But there's it's drama. It's just like if you, as an art school, how many of you play instruments or, you know, you ever gotten really into playing a song and it becomes something else. You've practiced it. You've mastered it. You've experienced mastery over that piece of music, and you have a feeling that is out of the ordinary. It is above your common experience. But it is not supernatural. It's still using the meat that we are made up of.
Is that?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that, well, at the very end, you said that maybe it was called other things in different times, mm-hmm. and that Satanism is named in the language of, I guess, the dominant religion,
sure.
Satanism, but that you don't necessarily have to believe in Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Statement. So, like, I'm wondering if maybe another word for it is, like,
realism
or something? Just
it's not as catchy, though, is it? It's not as sexy. I like realism. I consider myself a realist. I consider myself, there's a lot of terms that I would use in different situations. As I said in my talk, there's knowing when to tuck in the Baphomet, the Baphomet, and sometimes you have to talk to people in a language that they understand. Here, I've been asked to talk about Satanism, so I spoke explicitly in the words that I use, and I use the definitions on how I understand those words. But if I was in casual conversation with you, if I wasn't wearing the Baphomet, I might describe my Weltanschauung. Love those Teutonic. I might describe it as using words that you would understand. There's Irving Goffman wrote a book called The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. It's fascinating. It's about this idea that the world is a stage and you're kind of an actor in it, this Shakespearean thing. But he expands that into kind of this sociological concept.
Sure. And it seems like label yourself
a
Satanist goes against the
Satan
sort of
like. It got me a lecture. It's gotten me.
I'm not trying to.
No. And I'm being a bit flip, but I know I take your statement seriously, and I agree. In the talk I talked about, there was a quote from Peter Gilmore about. You know, the membership of the Church of Satan is an iceberg, and most of its membership is hidden. Most people don't publicly identify as Satanists. Most people, I've met plenty of them myself. So you can accept. I've more or less gotten rid of the word believe, saying I believe. I like the word accept because there's no implication that I've made some sort of leap of faith to come to a conclusion. Because if I thought about something, if I really considered something, if I've studied it, then I accept something as being true, though new evidence may change that. So, Machiavellian philosophy, no Machiavellian would ever call himself a Machiavellian unless he was writing a book about Machiavelli, about using Machiavellian principles. You know, you would posture as an egalitarian, in today's society, you would posture as an egalitarian, as somebody who, believes the standard tropes of today. You would never call yourself a Machiavellian.
Yeah,
There are lots of people in my life that have no idea I'm a Satanist, and there's no.
Say like I'm a Satanist. Maybe if to go to be a little bit political, to position yourself in opposition to the dominant police, just publicize that you are like a free thinker, mm-hmm. or like that you kind of exist. You're
presenting
yourself
as a, like, a, I don't know, like,
I'm having a hard time.
Okay.
Do
you want to come back to it?
Yeah, I'll just, well, kind of, I think what struck me was, like, how that you both have a love for Marxism, especially with them nihilism, well, yeah, it's like, it's the essential idea that, you know, there's nothing outside of humanity, there's no God, there's no spiritual level, not supernatural. And therefore, the onus falls on you to create your own life, and there are no, you know, you still have to kind of live with a morality, so it's your own morality. I mean, for example, you know, you chose to marry rather than, you know, just be wildly sexual with this girl, or,
sure.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still like a choice that I've made. You know, this is my morality.
And I've come to that decision based on my own consideration and not those of others applying that to me.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So it's still like a conventional choice, but it's a choice that, you know,
convention.
Tradition can work.
Yeah.
There are many traditions that are perfectly pragmatic or fulfill. I mean, you know, you can't overturn every single thing. There would be nothing of value, because just because something exists doesn't mean that it's wrong or needs to be changed. It needs to be overturned if it's a lie. Yes.
You in the red? Did you just yes?
How do the works of Aleister Crowley relate to those in Anselm LaVey, especially in the terms of the concept of will?
LaVey, I mean, I never met LaVey, and as far as so. All I can go on is based on his writings, on conversation that I've had with people who were close to him. And LaVey was clearly familiar with Crowley, but he claims that he wasn't. It wasn't an influence, a direct influence. So, you know, I can take that as it is. Any other questions? Yes, please.
Yes. Now that I come out and you have that image here, it always confuses why the bentful, why the bow as an animal, in all the iconography.
The symbol itself is ostensibly derived from the Knights Templars. The Hebrew characters around the edge spell Leviathan, and I hope you don't see it as blowing off, but on the Church of Satan website, Peter H. Gilmore has written extensively about it, and I would just do a shoddy job trying to regurgitate that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
document the demon.
Yeah. The name itself, and the goat of Mendes, Eliphas Levi. His painting of the hermaphroditic goat that's from the same kind of sources.
I know it's a little bit of a girl image, but I would say she was a little bit deep, and a lot of things with Pan and spaces on
because now that you just mentioned the hermaphrodite, I mean, it also very stated in this with a woman's breast. I mean, of course, I mean, if you read it from like all Christian discussion, about everything that is applicable, like being a woman, which would be so bad there.
The cover.
But it's an hermaphrodite, because they can be read as this.
Let me get the satanic scriptures.
Peter H. Gilmore did a painting for the cover of it. This is Peter's painting that he did years ago for his book. Slipcase, you're welcome to check this out, but be very careful with it. I don't like people touching my books, so, but I will make an exception. These things also go for hundreds of dollars on eBay too, so. The Complete Witch, published, currently published as The Satanic Witch.
Okay.
It's,
I mean, like, and I would also say, like, the other way around, like, men can, like, typically
this teacher overpower women.
Yeah.
I was just curious as to like how that balance kind of works, because I know like in some instances, like just the way you like said certain things, it kind of like led towards one way, but then led towards another. I don't know. I guess I'm just curious.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. As far as how is there the dynamic between the sexes? How is that balanced out?
I guess just like the sexist versus like feminist. I'm not gonna start talking about feminism too much.
Well,
I don't like
that. No. I know. I think. There is a reason why there is male and female. It's not as impressive of a reason as most religionists would believe. It's Darwinian. There's a balance there because, in general, it's adaptive. It's evolutionarily adaptive. There are, and luckily, most of the differences work out well for many people. Some of them they don't, but it's not necessarily due to those differences, but the individuals.
That's cool. I mean, like, I'm not going.
No. That's fine. I'll take any question, but I just might not answer it.
Do you see feminism as you practice it? How do you see that related to nature religion, like paganism and things, where also the main intent is to do what you will and stuff like that?
Do what you will. It's mostly associated with Crowley and his work. And I guess one important distinction to make is Satanism promotes indulgence, but makes a clear distinction between indulgence and compulsion. Indulgence is something that you want to do and that feeds you, but a compulsion. Drug addictions and stuff like that, that's something that has now taken control of you and taken mastery of you. You are no longer master of yourself. So although certainly you're, you know, free to do whatever you'd like with consenting adults, at some point if it becomes something that is detrimental to you as an individual, then it's in compulsion and it's
thing.
It seems like it has a lot to do with will, or something like, on the one hand you're a beast and you're kind of controlled by your desires, but then you're not, but the tendency is to be like experience life through your desires. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand you want to like have personal will, but not be controlled by your desires. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. I mean, I think that that's what you're talking about. The will, like, you know, controlling us, I mean, like, the industrial magic and controlling others, but also being removed or being in the know about desires enough to be the one who decides.
I believe I agree with you.
I'm just trying to get a handle on.
Okay. I believe that summation was fair.
Yeah, we're just on a little bit of a time, so I'm kind of going to leave if anyone wants to ask some questions, but you should finish. Thanks so much.
Thank you.